From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Almost 3 years after Hurricane Katrina, the Louisiana National Guard is still patrolling parts of New Orleans. Governor Bobby Jindal recently extended the Guard's tour of duty through the end of this year. NPR's J.J. Sutherland reports from New Orleans on what the National Guard is doing there.
We good on our ground floor?
It's a hot and humid morning. A half dozen soldiers and airmen of Joint Task Force Gator begin to clear an abandoned school in the city's Upper Ninth Ward. Again, they usually have to kick people out of the school every couple weeks. Sergeant Carlos Pice leads the way into the building. Maybe this is a lunchroom or a gym. Now it's rotted away. Paint almost entirely gone. Watermarks still stain the walls. On the floor is a pile of stripped plastic wire casing. Sergeant Pice says this is one of the most common calls they get. Copper theft.
For copper, I think that the prices range for anywhere from like a dollar to two something a pound. So these guys that don't have jobs, their job is to go into abandoned schools like this and see what they can salvage for some money.
The Guard patrols the areas worst hit by the flooding, which allows police to focus on more populated parts of New Orleans. There are 320 members of the Guard in the city, and people who live here, like Jethro Jackson, appreciate it.
You know, we have some serious issues sometimes at NOPD, but these guys come down here, man, and they've been on the case, man. I mean, they really helped me to make my decision to come back, you know, and rebuild.
The soldiers work 12-hour shifts, 4 days on, 4 days off. They patrol in squad car and on foot.
Hey, fellas. Somebody just stole my motorcycle, like, within 45 minutes.
John Gaines runs up to Sergeant Pice, who radios in to the New Orleans Police Department.
590 dispatch. Ma'am, can you put out a bolo on a GSXR, black on black?
Pice tells an unhappy Gaines that's about all he can do. He'll file a report, but Gaines has to wait for the NOPD to come for the real police report. The two forces work in concert. The Guard operates in a supporting role. Soldiers can detain people, but not arrest them. They can secure a crime scene, but can't investigate the crime. Sergeant Pice steers his military police car into the Lower Ninth Ward. They use their Humvees only as backup. On either side of the road, the waist-high grass stretches for miles. Occasionally, the remains of a brick staircase or concrete footings peek through. Pice says there are so few people, there aren't a lot of violent crimes, unlike much of the city.
I mean, every now and then you'll have some residential burglaries here for those that are trying to rebuild. But for the most part, it's stolen vehicles and, like, domestic calls here in this area.
Most of the houses here are little more than ruins. This used to be a dense neighborhood of hundreds of homes. But one home is new, the cheerful, light brown one-story house of 72-year-old Gertrude LeBlanc. She thanks the Lord and the Presbyterian volunteers who rebuilt it for getting her house back and for the National Guard.
Oh, that's the best friends I ever had. And they have told me, at night you don't see us, but we see you. We hope we could keep them here all the time, but I know that's impossible. But they are a lifesaver back here for us. Yes, they are a blessing.
The Louisiana National Guard in the city is now based at a downtown hotel. Their headquarters complex was destroyed in the storm. Sergeant Pice was there then, but he says he won't leave the area now, even after his mission comes to a close.
This is a place we call home. This is a place I call home. There's no question in my mind that I would want to leave, even though we live in such a hurricane-prone area. I mean, this is where we've grown up. This is what we know. I wouldn't want to leave what I call home and start off somewhere else.
That sense of loyalty is good news for the chronically understaffed New Orleans Police Department. The department is recruiting Guard members, so this city won't need the National Guard here anymore. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News, New Orleans.